Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And joining us on the line right now is Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst and good friend of this program. And Joe, before we get started, I want you to listen to this little interview clip from Hillary Clinton last night on 60 Minutes. He's way ahead of us. There are two things that I want to hit, but here's
Hillary
the
cackle.
Here is the first one. Take a listen.
I often feel like there's the Hillary standard, and then there's the standard for everybody else.
What's the Hillary standard?
Well, it is a lot of, as you saw at the Republican convention, unfounded, inaccurate, mean-spirited attacks with no basis in truth, reality, which take on a life of their own. And for whatever reasons, and I don't want to try to analyze the reasons, I see it, I understand it.
So there's a Hillary standard. And by the way, when it came to Benghazi, she said, hey, that was not my security in Benghazi, not my ball to carry. All right, Joe, go.
Well, first of all, she is absolutely right. There is a Hillary standard. It's everybody else has to obey the law, and she doesn't. This is the Clinton rule of life. It's become now known in America. The FBI director, James Comey, has confirmed it now as a matter of law for the United States, creating a double standard of justice, something which he will never live down as FBI director, no matter how many times he goes to Capitol Hill and tries to whine about it. Second of all, with regard to Benghazi, she is, once again, a liar. She signed a waiver as Secretary of State so that bad security could be maintained at the installations in Benghazi. People forget this. She, under a federal law that was passed after the bombings of the embassies in Africa, Congress passed a law saying that the Secretary of State personally had to agree to diminutions in security at specific diplomatic installations. She signed that waiver personally for Benghazi, and she did it for the simple reason that she didn't want the place to look like a fortress. She wanted this to be her Paris in Libya. It is amazing how she can lie, and how the idiots in the American press don't know how to challenge her. I mean, Scott Pelley with his stentorian voice. I mean, he's so proud of his own voice, he can't even listen to the answers he's getting. At any rate, once again, she lied triply.
Well, and it's interesting because at one point she actually denied that she signed that waiver. So either way, she's in trouble. If she didn't sign the waiver, then she broke U.S. law. If she did sign the waiver, then the security problems happened on her watch, even
and
though she's trying to pass the ball.
And what price has she paid for it? Not one frigging thing, thanks to the FBI director. Let nobody forget, the FBI director changed American law forever when he did what he did at his phony press conference.
So if I could just change the subject real fast to the latest story, this would be the WikiLeaks dump of 20,000 emails. And I know you're not an FEC law, an elections law expert, Joe, but you've got a pretty good handle on a lot of these things as a former U.S. attorney in the district where a lot of the FEC stuff is regulated. Joe, if a party apparatus during the primary process is spending resources and energies and staff on one candidate at the expense of another, is that not an FEC violation? I mean, isn't the party supposed to be neutral and all of that money coming in supposed to be spent for party issues, not for a single candidate?
There's no question that it's certainly unethical. Whether or not it is an illegal campaign contribution or an in-kind contribution is probably a very, very difficult question to answer. But there's no doubt that as a result of the WikiLeaks emails from Julian Assange sent out from the Ecuadorian embassy in London, that she faces more scrutiny. And what's the most interesting part of this story is yet to come, and that is, what other emails does Julian Assange have that he may have gotten from the Russians, and when will they be released?
So you're saying that for the DNC to have done what it had done, which is to collude with the Hillary campaign to the detriment of the Bernie campaign,
yes,
may not be illegal, but unethical. That seems to be what we hear time and time and time again with the Clintons. Oh, it wasn't illegal, so it was okay.
Just remember, there are two standards of justice in America. There is the regular standard for everybody on the United States, and then there's the Clinton standard. You can look at all of this, and people will roll over, and their eyes will roll when you talk about the Clinton Foundation and everything. In due course, all of this will take its toll. It already has on her. But, you know, if you're a Clinton and you're a Hillary Clinton, you just keep rolling on, because as far as you can tell, it's not hurting you one bit. Although, obviously, she's taken hits below the waterline on public opinion about her honesty and trustworthiness. Hmm. Nonetheless, that has to be converted into no votes. We'll see where that goes.
Freddie Gray, another officer, has been, set free.
Yep.
The case against him has been dropped,
mm-hmm,
and it was laughed out of court again, one more time. What happens next?
Well, apparently the prosecutor in Baltimore, Mosby, is going to go forward with the other trials. I assume that all the officers are going to request trials by the judge, Barry Williams, who seems to be smart, fair, just. And that I cannot foresee a set of circumstances in which there will be any conviction. The prosecutor has now assigned an entire new prosecution team to the case.
Jeez.
Because she's worried about the relationship between the other prosecutors who tried the other cases and the trial judge. She's trying to set up a new chemistry in the courtroom. My guess is it won't matter. And the reason she did that was because the judge has criticized those prosecutors for failing to turn over discovery to the defendant.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah,
is exculpatory, and of course, she thinks, okay, I'll change prosecutors and everything,
right,
will be fine.
Oh,
yeah,
it's just a chemistry problem.
That's like law school 101.
The one thing she can't change is the evidence, and it's not going to get any better.
Hey, Joe DiGenova, I got to do this. Here's the deal. We're starting the Democratic National Convention today here in Philadelphia. We got 4 days of Democrats and Hillary Clinton and all the glory that goes along with it.
Yes.
And coming up at the bottom of this hour, we've got Lanny Davis going to,
yes,
be our guest. You know what all of this calls for? It calls for a double dose of Joe DiGenova. We need you for two segments. Can you stick around for a little bit while we check on traffic, and then we got more Joe DiGenova?
Absolutely. I've got some recommendations in Philadelphia for you.
Oh, even better.
Oh,
all
even
right.
better. There we,
yeah,
go.
Yeah, because Joe and Victoria, they only go to the finest dining establishment.
Well,
and you can help us decide which of these cheesesteak places we're talking about.
I got one for you, though.
So we got more Joe DiGenova, double dose here to sort of inoculate us from all of the progressive propaganda we're going to get over the next 4 days. So keep it right here at 7:15. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I'll take a cheesesteak with cheddar any day now.
Betcha.
Gotcha. Some fries also, please. Southbound 295, slowing down as people head for Burroughs Avenue, plus northbound inside the 3rd Street Tunnel, delays K Street to New York Avenue. Tapping the brakes inbound New York Avenue from North Capitol Street to the tunnel, and from the BW Parkway to Bladensburg Road Northeast. We have the overturned vehicle still there on the outer loop of the Beltway's off-ramp to River Road. The right lane is blocked, and we have the right lane blocked by tire debris on the outer loop's ramp to I-95 in Maryland. Westbound 370 in Gaithersburg, fender bender, left lane block, two-vehicle crash. The Carroll Avenue Bridge shuts down for 1 year today for construction. Head over to Sligo Creek Parkway instead. And we have delays northbound Route 5 between Aca Creek Road and Brandywine Road, with delays this morning on the orange, silver, and blue lines of Metro. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy skies today, but a heat advisory starting at noon. Just get ready. It's going to be a hot one. The high is 98 degrees, but it's going to feel like 106 or more. We're going to break records today. Make sure you're hydrated and you stay cool as much as possible. Don't be running a marathon today. Tonight, thunderstorms. Some could be strong, low 78. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, hot again, high of 93 degrees. Right now, we're looking at 83 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 7:16 on WMAL. We continue here with Joe DiGenova, former U.S. attorney from the District of Columbia. And Joe, boy, what a difference a year makes. You know, a year ago, former Governor Bob McDonnell of Virginia was the lowest piece of pond scum you could ever find in American politics for accepting gifts private gifts while he was governor. And now here we are a year later, and Tim Kaine, senator of the Commonwealth, former governor, has just been named the vice presidential nominee for the Democratic Party. And, you know, it only took one quick Google search to find that Tim Kaine received over $100,000 in gifts from various interests that had business with the government when he was governor. And he's good enough to be one heartbeat away from the presidency. What gives with that?
Hillary said it. There's two standards. There's one for the world and one for the Democrats. As Chris Plant likes to say, it's really good to be a Democrat.
Yeah, if it weren't for the double standards, they'd have none at all.
And that's why the American press is so corrupt and why, regrettably, the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of Virginia has now a taint and a tint to it of political influence in the case against Bob McDonald. When you look at this and you look at the two cases, the only difference is Tim Kaine reported all of his gifts. And the answer to that is, so what?
Yeah.
It's still illegal under federal law, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Virginia. So where's the case against him? But you know what? It'll never happen because, just like Hillary, there's two standards of justice in America today, one for the rest of us and one for the Democrats.
All right. So also in the Commonwealth of Virginia, the Virginia courts have overturned this effort by Governor McAuliffe to restore the voting rights to felons, saying, no, that's unconstitutional. Your thoughts?
Well, I think what's interesting, and let's remember, it was the Virginia Supreme Court, the highest court in the state. And they ruled 4-3 that it was unconstitutional under the Virginia Constitution for Terry McAuliffe to grant blanket amnesty for voting rights purposes, jury duty purposes, and holding public office purposes to 200,000 felons. Now, the bottom line on all of this is McAuliffe knew this when he did it. Mm-hmm. He knew it was unconstitutional. He didn't do it. He did it for political reasons. This was to put more people on the voting rolls for the upcoming election.
Right.
What's fascinating is the language of the court and how they rip him to shreds, saying this is so unconstitutional that not a single governor before him even thought that they had this power.
But,
and even many of them denied that they had this power.
But how in the world do you, now that they've been put on the voting rolls, how do you go back now and then cherry pick them and take them off?
Well, that's going to be, and that becomes even a more serious problem because the governor has refused. Remember, this is a Democratic, transparent administration. He has refused to release the names of the people who have been pardoned. Now, the next step is based on the Virginia Supreme Court's case will be an order from a local judge to force the governor to release all the names. He will resist, and then the fight is going to get even better because now it's going to be about the governor resisting a lawful court order. This story is not going to go away. It's going to get better before the election.
Well, and meanwhile, Joe DiGenova, if in fact Hillary Clinton and Senator Tim Kaine do win in November and Senator Kaine becomes the vice president, Terry McAuliffe will be in a position with all of this hanging over him and all of this, you know, the standard crooked, shady dealings of slick Terry hanging over him. He's going to be in a position to name that next senator, and there's nothing stopping him from naming himself.
Of course. Well, that's, you know, elections have consequences. Terry McAuliffe is a one-term kind of strange fellow who, you know, made his way up from being a glad-handing, money-grubbing Democratic politician to be the governor of a great state, and now he wears that mantle. He could very well declare himself a United States senator for a period for the remainder of Tim Kaine's term. Anything is possible. Remember, if you're a Democrat, anything is possible.
All right, Joe, real fast, restaurant recommendations?
Okay, I'm going to recommend to you a place called Claudio's Specialty Foods, 924 South 9th Street, the greatest meats and cheeses. You know what their motto is? Life, liberty, and the prosciutto of happiness.
There we go.
I like that.
We're on it.
And anytime there's prosciutto involved in a place called Claudio's, and it's recommended by a guy named DiGenova, you know it's going to
be
good.
Right.
It's
Joe,
great.
Always a pleasure. Thank you,
okay,
Joe.
Okay, guys.
I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to wrap things up with Joe, and it is great to have him for two segments. But do you see the constant theme here as we enter the Democratic National Convention, the double standards, the shifty dealings, the politics over everything else, the money grubbing, the dirty money involved in campaigns, and these same names again, Terry McAuliffe back in the news, the slimy guy who sold out the Lincoln bedroom. Can you imagine 4 years of this, Brian?
No, I can't, but it may happen.
Oh, it may happen.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.